is to present the beautiful truths of health reform in a way that will prejudice the minds of others. Let no one place stumbling blocks before those who are walking in the dark paths of ignorance. Even in praising a good thing, it is well not to be too enthusiastic, lest you turn out of the way those who come to hear. Present the principles of temperance in their most attractive form. CB 465.1. We must not move presumptuously. The laborers who enter new territory to raise up churches must not create difficulties by attempting to make prominent the question of diet. They should be careful not to draw the lines too closely. Impediments would thus be thrown on the pathway of others. Do not drive the people. Lead them. Preach the word as it is in Christ Jesus. Workers must put forth resolute, persevering effort, remembering that everything cannot be learned at once. They must have a fixed determination patiently to teach the people. 466 CD 465.2 MS 1A 1898 801. Do you not remember that we have an individual accountability? We do not make articles of diet a test question, but we do try to educate the infant, and to arouse the moral sensibility to take hold of health reform in an intelligent manner, as Paul presents it in Romans 14:8-14, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, 1 Timothy 3:8-12. CD 466.1 Meet the people where they are. Letter 363, 1907-802. On one occasion Sarah Mendenfer was called to a family at Dora Creek, where every member of the household was sick. The father belonged to a highly respectable family, but he had taken to drink, and his wife and children were in great want. At this time of sickness there was nothing in the house suitable to eat, and they refused to eat anything that we took them. They had been accustomed to having meat. We felt that something must be done. I said to Sarah, "Take chickens from my place, and prepare them some broth." So Sarah treated them for their illness, and fed them with this broth. They soon recovered. CD 466.2. Now this is the course we pursued. We did not say to the people, "You must not eat meat." Although we did not use flesh foods ourselves, when we thought it essential for that family in their time of sickness, we gave them what we felt they needed. There are occasions when we must meet the people where they are. CD 466.3. The father of this family was an intelligent man. When the family was well again, we opened to them the scriptures, and this man was converted, and accepted the truth. He threw away his pipe and gave up the use of drink, and from that time, as long as he lived, he neither smoked nor drank. As soon as it was possible, we took him on our farm, and gave him work on the land. While we were away attending meetings in Newcastle, this man died. Thorough treatment was given him by some of our workers, but the long-abused body could not respond to their efforts. But he died a Christian and a commandment keeper. 467 CD 466.4 Meeting Extreme Views -A Historical Statement for a Collateral Statement by James White, see Appendix II, 1873-18-21-803. When we returned from Kansas in the autumn of 1870, Brother B was at home sick with fever. His case was critical. CD 467.1 There was no period of rest for us, however much we needed it. The review, the reformer, and the instructor must be edited. Their editors were all sick at this time. My husband commenced his labor and I helped him what I could. CD 467.2 The reformer was about dead. Brother B had urged the extreme positions of Dr. Trawell. This had influenced the doctor to come out in the reformer stronger than he otherwise would have done, in discarding milk, sugar, and salt. The position to entirely discontinue the use of these things may be right in its order, but the time had not come to take a general stand upon these points, and those who do take their position, and advocate the entire disuse of milk, butter, and sugar, should have their own tables free from these things. Brother B, even while taking his stand in the reformer with Dr. Trawell in regard to the injurious effects of salt, milk, and sugar, did not practice the things he taught. Upon his own table these things were used daily. CD 467.3. Many of our people had lost their interest in the Reformer, and letters were daily received with this discouraging request, "Please discontinue my Reformer." We could not raise an interest anywhere in the West to obtain subscribers for the Health Reformer. We saw that the writers in the Reformer were going away from the people, and leaving them behind. If we take positions that conscientious Christians, who are indeed Reformers, cannot adopt, how can we expect to benefit the class whom we can reach only from a health standpoint? 468 CD 467.4 Patience, caution, and consistency necessary in reform movements. We must go no faster than we can take those with us whose consciences and intellects are convinced of the truths we advocate. We must meet the people where they are. Some of us have been many years in arriving at our present position in health reform. It is slow work to obtain a reform in diet. We lack powerful appetites to meet, for the world is given to gluttony. If we should allow the people as much time as we had required to come up to the present advanced state in reform, we would be very patient with them, and allow them to advance step by step, as we had done, until their feet are firmly established upon the health reform platform. But we should be very cautious not to advance too fast, lest we be obliged to retrace our steps. In reforms, we would better come one step short of the mark than to go one step beyond it. And if there is error at all, let it be on the side next to the people. CD 468.1. Above all things, we should not with our pens advocate positions that we do not put to a practical test in our own families, upon our own tables. This is a dissimulation, a species of hypocrisy. In Michigan we can get along better without salt, sugar, and milk, than can many who are situated in the far west or in the far east, where there is a scarcity of fruit. We know that a free use of these things is positively injurious to health, and in many cases we think that if they were not used at all, a much better state of health would be enjoyed. CD 468.2 But at present our burden is not upon these things. The people are so far behind that we see it is all they can bear to have us draw the line upon their injurious indulgences and stimulating narcotics. We bear positive testimony against tobacco, spirituous liquors, snuff, tea, coffee, flesh meats, butter, spices, rich cakes, mince pies, a large amount of salt, and all exciting substances used as articles of food. CD 468.3 If we come to persons who have not been enlightened in regard to health reform, and present our strongest positions at first, there is danger of their becoming discouraged as 469 they see how much they have to give up, so that they will make no effort to reform. We must lead the people along patiently and gradually, remembering the whole of the pit whence we were did. CD 468.4 Part II Cooking Schools, a work of utmost importance, 1902-75-804. Wherever medical missionary work is carried on in our large cities, cooking schools should be held, and wherever a strong educational missionary work is in progress, a hygienic restaurant of some sort should be established, which shall give a practical illustration of the proper selection and the healthful preparation of foods. CD 469.1 1909-91-12-805. Cooking schools are to be held. The people are to be taught how to prepare wholesome food. They are to be shown the need of discarding unhealthful foods. But we should never advocate a starvation diet. It is possible to have a wholesome, nutritious diet without the use of tea, coffee, and flesh food. The work of teaching the people how to prepare a dietary that is at once wholesome and appetizing, is of the utmost importance. CD 469.2 1902-71-6-806. Some, after adopting a vegetarian diet, return to the use of flesh meat. This is foolish, indeed, and reveals a lack of knowledge of how to provide proper food in the place of meat. CD 469.3 Cooking schools, conducted by wise instructors, are to be held in America and in other lands. Everything that we can do should be done to show the people the value of the reformed diet. CD 469.419L5MH 320, 3:1, 807. The diet reform should be progressive. As disease in the animals increases, the use of milk and eggs will become more and more unsafe. An effort should be made to supply their place with other things that are healthful and inexpensive. 470. The people everywhere should be taught how to cook without milk and eggs so far as possible, and yet have their food wholesome and palatable. CB 469.51890CTBH119808. Those who can avail themselves of the advantages of properly conducted, hygienic cooking schools, will find it a great benefit, both in their own practice and in teaching others. CD 470.1 in every church, church school, and mission field 1905MH149809. Every church should be a training school for Christian workers. Its members should be taught how to give Bible readings, how to conduct and teach Sabbath school classes, how best to help the poor and to care for the sick, how to work for the unconverted. There should be schools of health, cooking schools, and classes in various lines of Christian help work. There should not only be teaching, but actual work under experienced instructors. CB 470.2 MS 79, 1900-810. Every hygienic restaurant should be a school for the workers connected with it. In the cities this line of work may be done on a much larger scale than in smaller places. But in every place where there is a church and a church school, instructions should be given in regard to the preparation of simple health foods for the use of those who wish to live in accordance with the principles of health reform. And in all our missionary fields a similar work can be done. CD 470.3 The work of combining fruits, seeds, grains, and roots into wholesome foods, is the Lord's work. In every place where a church has been established, let the church members walk humbly before God. Let them seek to enlighten the people with health reform principles. CD 470.4 Their rightful place 1960-44-45-811. As far as possible, our camp meetings should be wholly devoted to spiritual interests. Business matters should be attended to by those specially appointed for this 471 work. And as far as possible this should be brought before the people at some other time than the camp meeting. Instruction in canvassing, in Sabbath school work, and in the details of tract and missionary work, should be given in the home churches, or in meetings specially appointed. The same principle applies to cooking schools. While these are all right in their place, they should not occupy the time of our camp meetings. CB 470.5 A Reforming Agency 1902-70-113-114-812. Cooking schools are to be established in many places. This work may begin in a humble way, but as intelligent cooks do their best to enlighten others, the Lord will give them skill and understanding. The word of the Lord is, "Forbid them not, for I will reveal myself to them as their instructor." He will work with those who carry out his plans, teaching the people how to bring about a reformation in their diet by the preparation of healthful, inexpensive foods. Thus the poor will be encouraged to adopt the principles of health reform. They will be helped to become industrious and self-reliant. CD 471.1 It has been presented to me that men and women of capability were being taught of God how to prepare wholesome, palatable foods in an acceptable manner. Many of these were young, and there were also those of mature age. I have been instructed to encourage the conducting of cooking schools in all places where medical missionary work is being done. Every inducement to lead the people to reform must be held out before them. Let as much light as possible shine upon them. Teach them to make every improvement that they can in the preparation of food, and encourage them to impart to others that which they learn. CB 471.2 Shall we not do all in our power to advance the work in all of our large cities? Thousands upon thousands who live near us need help in various ways. Let the ministers of the gospel remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on 472 a hill cannot be hid. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted?" Matt. 5:14, 13. CD 471.3 Teaching from House to House, R&H, June 6, 1912 813. Because the avenues to the soul had been closed by the tyrant prejudice, many are ignorant of the principles of healthful living. Good service can be done by teaching the people how to prepare healthful food.